Your name, please?
It's Maria Jones.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, you're here with the Midland Air Ambulance Service, obviously a very, very valuable, very worthwhile and very necessary service, but in terms of the number of sorties you've done this year, how many times have you been out this year to help people?
We go out now on average 6 times a day over the 6 counties that we cover, so we're a very busy service. We're actually the largest air ambulance charity in the UK, covering 6 counties and providing secondary cover to the Welsh Borders and Warwickshire and Coventry. So we're a very busy air ambulance indeed.
And I mean, presumably, you know, at the very far reaches of your sort of what I call your area,
yeah.
I mean, clearly you get there as quickly as you possibly can, depending on the circumstances. And the other problem, of course, as well, as we tend to forget, is you've got to be able to land an air ambulance, and basically somebody's got to come to you probably with an ambulance to bring the person who's injured to the air ambulance.
What we actually say is 90% of our region is accessible within 8 minutes. Once we've actually got the casualty on board, we normally arrive at a hospital, a specialist hospital, within 15 minutes. That's obviously the difference between life and death, because it's been proven that if you're actually receive medical care within the first hour, your chances of survival are so much greater.
Are you supported by the National Health Service at all?
We receive no funding at all, no government funding, no lottery funding, so we rely totally on public donations and obviously local businesses to raise the £7 million we have to raise alone for Midlands Air Ambulance. And then there's 18 other air ambulance charities that are exactly the same position as us who need funding. And we rely totally on the generosity of the public.
And when you're talking about putting an ambulance in the air with a team on board, paramedics on board as well, I mean, how much are we talking about as the basic cost to get that ambulance in the air?
The basic cost, we say, is £25 a minute. So on average, a mission is £2,500.
Amazing. And, you know, raising that sort of money can take a lot of time, or you can have a very worthwhile donation from somebody who has a thank you attached to that, or somebody who genuinely wants to support what you do.
A lot of our fundraising is when people obviously have used the service, and quite often we have families where maybe a loved one's not survived the journey, but they're passionate about fundraising as well. And in fact, 4 in 10 of our missions are actually funded by a gift in will. So those donations are vital to our service.
Absolutely. And as far as your own sort of involvement is concerned, I mean, obviously there's a lot of passion attached to all this with all the people involved in the air ambulance service wherever you are in the country.
Totally. I mean, everybody is passionate. We've had many of our volunteers have been with us for the last 25 years from the beginning. They're still as passionate as they ever 25 were.
25-year-old volunteer, eh?
25 years volunteers. But again, we rely totally on volunteers. You know, we need those people out there week in, week out, raising money for us, supporting us. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers.
And I mean, I know that you have shops, you have obviously people going collecting, but presumably these volunteers are there to help you do this 7 days a week if necessary.
Definitely. Our volunteers will obviously attend events like the Cosford Air Show. They go out and do talks. They go into schools. They do attend groups. It's just permanently spreading the word that we are totally funded by the public, and we can't provide the life-saving service we do without continued donations.
Have you got more than one helicopter?
We have, yeah. We have 3 helicopters now. We have one based at Cosford that always has a doctor and a paramedic on board. Then we have another aircraft at Tayton Hill, which has 2 specialist paramedics. And then one down at Strensham Services on the M5, which again has 2 specialist paramedics on board.
What about the paramedics themselves? I mean, how do they get involved? How are they recruited, if you like?
Most of our paramedics come from West Midlands Ambulance Service. They have to apply to us to be part of our team. Every 3 years we have a strict interviewing process, and then we take on 30 or so paramedics who are on a rota basis that spend 12-hour shifts when they're on duty with us.
I just wondered, I was sort of thinking to myself that you might have a paramedic who probably can't do the job because you might get airsick on a helicopter.
I don't think so. No, I think, in fact, all our paramedics love flying. I mean, my role obviously is fundraising manager. I say I feel extremely privileged to be part of the charity, but also I think I'm in the right role because I hate flying and I pass out at blood. So.
But I mean, presumably there are possibly paramedics out there who would like to be part of the ambulance service, but they again suffer like you do in that respect.
Most of our paramedics are specially trained, and they come from West Mids Ambulance Service. So if they actually get through the recruitment, they just love flying. There's no other word. They love it.
Yeah. And apart from which, anyway, if you're concentrating on the job in hand, I mean, that's the priority anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to be sort of somebody leaning over with a sick bag all the time.
No, definitely not.
So, as far as fundraising is concerned for 2017, how are things looking at the moment?
Like many charities, fundraising's hard. There's lots of wonderful charities competing for everybody's donations. I think with the Air Ambulance, it's one of those charities that everybody can relate to. It doesn't matter whether you're a babe in arms or 100 years old, anybody might need the service. So in that respect, we're probably one of the charities that people like to support. But again, it's just the continual awareness campaign, letting people know that we are solely reliant on public donations.
People want to find out more about the Midlands Air Ambulance Service website address?
It's midlandsairambulance.com.
Fabulous. And any information on there, and also any information about becoming a volunteer, it's all there on the website.
It is. All the information's on there. We're always looking for more volunteers. Anybody who thinks that they could even maybe just give a few hours once a month, once a year even, please contact us, because we're always looking for new volunteers.
Website address again?
midlandsairambulance.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.